Blessing to see all you here. Hope you're enjoying the Sabbath. Thankfully, God created the Sabbath for us, so we can come before Him and learn about His ways and enjoy one another's company. In 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, I'll just read it. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Do not be deceived. This is Galatians 6, verse 7. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will reap. I'll tell you a story here. The year is 2000. My wife at the time, Jean, and I were celebrating our 30th anniversary. And when we came home from our anniversary dinner, got a phone call, one you never want to get. My cousin Bob was calling me to let me know that my brother George was in the hospital after having a stroke and a heart attack, and he wasn't expected to live. George died. He was only 47 years old. How many in here are 47 or under 47? A lot. That's not very old to die. But he had lived an unrestrained lifestyle. He drank excessively and he smoked like a chimney. But George started his lifestyle of no boundaries as a preteen, probably 7 or 8 years old. Our president, Trump, I'll get it yet. Has never drank, had alcohol, or smoked, because his older brother Fred, who died as an alcoholic at the age 43 in 1981, he took that example and he ran with it, so he didn't take the wrong path. His brother advised him to never start, and he never did. The choices of how you'll live start at a very young age. In some cases, people can start out wrong and then change, but often it's like with George and Fred, that time runs out suddenly. Sort of like you're running downhill. How many have run downhill? Ran too fast? What happens? You crash. That's what happens. God's instructions are timeless and are life-giving from the beginning of all time. Let's turn to 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Verse 17, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Value yourself. God values you. He loves you enough that He gave His only Son to die for you. In John 3:16, I'll just read it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Overuse of alcohol and use of drugs causes bad decisions. Excuse me just a minute. It causes bad decisions. It can result in unwanted pregnancies, involvement in undesired relationships, loss of jobs, loss of opportunities, divorce, financial instability, poverty. It's hard to hold a good job if you're overusing alcohol, using drugs. You lose your job. Even if you can work, your money goes away quickly. And there's nothing left to really take care of your present needs, and for sure nothing left to save for your future. Here are some statistics from the CDC and addictionhelp.com. 14.5 million Americans have alcohol use disorders. 8.3 million have illicit drug disorders. It's probably more than that. 11.8 have both alcohol and drug disorders. And men, you boys, listen up, are two times likely to die from drug overdoses than women. That's a very sobering statistic. The Bible doesn't come right out and tell you this and say not to smoke, but the principle is there. It harms your body. It compromises your health. We're supposed to be good stewards of the temple of God, and our bodies are that temple. Nothing unclean, man or beast, could come into the tabernacle God had Israel make in the wilderness because God's holy presence was there. Things in the tabernacle were made of pure gold and silver. Are we not worth more to God than gold or silver? We should be putting the best in our minds and our bodies. Added to this another way, we put garbage in our mind and our body through the media. The National Institute of Health says overuse of social media has adverse effects, especially on young people. A 2023 Pew Research Center survey found 95% of teens ages 13 to 17 have smartphones. Can you grasp that? 95%. Do they need them? I don't think so. Okay. That's my own personal thought. 96 are on the internet daily, and that can have a negative effect on their mental health. There are positive effects to using the internet, but it can be especially harmful if it's used for things such as pornography. Too much time on the internet or social media can cause people to have more negative mindset. On the internet, we're just bombarded with all negative stuff, you know. The National Health... Let's turn to Galatians 5:22. We should know that by heart, probably.
Children.
I know it's in here. I just put it in here this morning. Helps if I get it. Galatians, not somewhere else. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The National Institute of Mental Health says, grasp this, 23.1% of U.S. adults have mental illness. That's a quarter of the people almost. So you look around here and say, every fourth person that has mental illness, I'm not saying they don't, but that's the way it comes out to me, you know? Over 5.6% of adults experience debilitating mental illness every year. Young adults, 18 to 25, had the highest amount of mental illness at 36.2%. Our lifestyles are much different from our former generations. We're not as active physically. Our food is more processed. If we aren't careful about what we eat, how much of the food in a grocery store is real food? When I go to the grocery store, and I see the huge percentage of so-called food is highly processed, there is literally little to no nutrition value. It's sugar, most of it, just builds up and drops it down. It contributes to more mental and physical illnesses. Nearly 29 million people in the U.S. suffer from eating disorders at some point in their life. And sometimes just a short time, and you'll get over it. But sometimes it can be an ongoing thing for the rest of your life. Obesity is an epidemic in epidemic proportions. According to the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, around 40% of Americans are considered obese. 18% are considered severely obese as of this is 2019. That's been 8 years, 7 years. I'm sure it's more now. Obesity is associated with numerous diseases, cancer, coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, cardiovascular disease. Some of us will battle against this being over it our whole lives. It is much harder now with the abundance of junk food, garbage in, garbage out. You can use that as the title of this message, garbage in, garbage out. And our more sedentary lifestyles, we can get help. We don't have to battle this alone. Some of the curses that come on a nation for disobedience are listed in Deuteronomy 28. Some are madness, blindness, and confusion of heart. Verse 29 says, "You shall grope at noonday as a blind man gropes in the darkness, and you shall not prosper in your ways. You shall be only oppressed and plundered continually, and no one shall save you." These curses seem prevalent in our society today. We can choose to live differently and be lights in a darkened world. Our choices have consequences. There's a cause for every effect. God wants us to have an abundant life. Therefore, become holy as he is holy. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. Again, Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.